Tonight, the new showdown in the Strait. U.S. F-A-18 fighter jets firing on two Iranian oil tankers, small guided bombs seen here striking their smokestacks, using delayed fuses to disable their propulsion without destroying the ships. CENTCOM saying the ships violated the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, which has been squeezing Iran's economy to try and get the Iranian regime to make a deal. While Iran is again firing on civilian targets in the United Arab Emirates, UAE officials say its air defenses intercepted Iranian ballistic missiles and drones.
You know, they don't have a navy anymore, but they bring out these little Boston Whaler fishing boats.
All as we're learning more about Iran's attack on U.S. ships Thursday. Iran launching missiles, drones, and fast boats at these three U.S. Navy destroyers. The U.S. repelled the attacks, but also responded with strikes on Iranian military targets, the first strikes on Iranian territory during the ceasefire.
Of course we fired back at them. They were shooting at us. That's what I would expect to do. Only stupid countries don't shoot back when you're shot at.
And President Trump saying the ceasefire is still in effect.
They trifled with us today. We blew them away.
In a phone interview with NBC News today, President Trump saying the war is not over, again insisting, quote, we're pretty close to a deal with Iran, who's not yet responded to the U.S. offer to end the war.
It's an offer that's basically said they will not have nuclear weapons. They're going to hand us the nuclear dust and many other things that we want.
All right, Courtney joins us live now. Courtney, I know you have new reporting on the tensions between the U.S. and some of our Gulf allies.
Yeah, Tom, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait both closed airspace and bases to U.S. military flights supporting President Trump's Project Freedom, protecting oil tankers from Iranian attacks, according to two U.S. officials. And now we're told they believed Project Freedom would actually lead to Iranian attacks on them.